You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three. Local, state, national, sometimes international. We cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, we're moving on. It took me 2 hours to do one dipper boom. That I don't think that's a record, but it's right up there.
It's close.
I'm saying. All right, so we are moving on to number two of the Triple Dipper. This is a big one. This is like that thing that has to happen once in a while. When you're resourcing the show early in the morning, you look at it and you go, "Wow, that's about the wokest thing." Wow, look at all that. How much woke can we? And then you realize what you've got is an episode of Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right. So listen, the right out the gate, I'm just going to tell you right now, the next one, and Boomer, you're going to have to help me through this, but the next one is, it may be the wokest of the woke headlines I have ever seen. Like, I don't mean like a little bit. I realize I'm baiting the audience right now, but this is, if I had to pick a top 10, this one ranks right up there with, what did we have the other day? Genderqueer ghost stories. We had that. Genderqueer campfire ghost stories. That was unusual. We had, what was the lady who pretended to be a Native American who ran a trans queer art gallery?
That was a crazy one. That one took over the show.
That one took over the show. This one may have its own virality, but I just, to be honest with you, man, this one, it's even hard to read. The headline alone may suffice. I showed it to you earlier.
Right.
Are you under control? I mean, you got it back together after that, Reggie?
Well, after you showed it to me, I just tried to forget it. Because okay. I couldn't make sense of it. When I read it for the first time, I couldn't make sense of it.
Headline, Fox News, about 10 days ago. Here's the headline. I can't do this. Here's the headline. Temple University to host the Philly FatCon with queer sex therapist offering fat positive sexual health care. I don't know what to do now. I mean, which part of this do I dissect?
To host Philly FatCon with queer sex therapist offering fat positive sexual
health care. Yes, that's what it says. That is the headline. It doesn't even go past the headline. I look at this and think, my God, how did we get that much woke crammed into one? Temple University, to host the Philly FatCon. Okay, they're having a FatCon. It's like Comic-Con or whatever else. This is not a slight, by the way. I'm just saying, I did not expect to see this headline. With a queer sex therapist offering fat-positive sexual health care. Come on. Okay, let me get into the article.
So what's going on here? That's yes. What I want to know. Like, I don't even understand.
I don't know that we need to say
anymore. Other than
it's
a conference.
Temple University is set to host a first ever Philly FatCon this October, a conference boasting its role as an exclusively judgment-free, fat-focused event featuring fat-friendly fitness classes, vendors, talks. I'm not making this up. This is a Fox News story. I gotta get ready. The fat sex therapist, Sonali Rashatwar, who uses they and he pronouns. How do you have they and
what?
He pronouns?
It's both? They and he.
I don't know. At this point, I'm so confused. I don't know if that's a dude being a chick or a chick being a dude. I don't know which one it is. All I know is the fat sex therapist, that's her title. It's in quotation marks. She bills herself, hey, give me a call. I'm the fat sex therapist. I mean, that's what she says. That's her card. The fat sex therapist, Sonali Rashatwar, who uses they and he pronouns. According, I know it's hard, man. Hang with me. According to one of the cons, the Fat Cons, Instagram post is slated to be the conference keynote speaker. Rashatwar commonly focuses on white supremacist ideals. Of course she does. He does. Yeah. Of course they, he does. I don't know what to do. Of course Rashatwar does. White supremacist ideals behind fat phobia and the social construct of health, fat, trauma, and the intersection of fat and gender.
What?
Don't know where to go, Boomer.
I'm still caught on fat sex therapist because wouldn't that be offensive to some people?
No, not if you say it yourself, apparently. But I look, people pay for this. I want to know what she makes for a living. And I want to know why I went to law school. Hang on, it gets better. Based in Philly, they, which is the person, that's the one person, they are a super fat, queer, bisexual, non-binary therapist, co-founder of Radical Therapy Center specializing in sexual trauma, diet trauma, oh God, racial or immigrant trauma, and South Asian family abuse. This is a very niche environment she has found for herself while offering fat-positive sexual health care. There's nothing positive about this whatsoever. Nothing. There's nothing. There's nothing. I almost need to go to a commercial right now because I feel like I need a shower.
Oh.
I'm going to read that last one again just because it's that bad. Based in Philly, they, which is an individual, they are a super fat, queer, bisexual, non-binary therapist, co-founder of Radical Therapy Center specializing in treating sexual trauma, diet trauma, racial or immigrant trauma, and South Asian family abuse, while offering fat-positive sexual health care. There's a world out there that I don't want to be a part of, ever. I don't.
And Temple University is allowing them to come do this.
I would imagine that Temple University is all on board. Somebody in their DEI office said, here's a good idea. Let's get a person in here who goes by they, he pronouns and bills themselves as the fat sex therapist, who claims to be super fat, queer, bisexual, non-binary therapist. I'm done with the story. I don't know whether to be mad or to laugh or to just roll my eyes. This is one of those stories that is heading down a road that, if that's not the most schizophrenic title I've ever, okay, yeah. That's Adventures in Woke World I don't know. I feel like I'm sitting here wondering, is the audience, did they turn the radio off? Are we still with anybody right now?
I don't know.
Hi, this is Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I hope you're still there and we'll actually come back another day. Good Lord. And I will remind you, by the way, that Rashatwar, Sonali Rashatwar, they commonly focus on white supremacist ideals behind fat phobia because that's the way that works.
Yeah, of course. Wow.
Can we take a break?
Yes.
We can let's just take a break. I'm going to take a break right now, and I'm going to go wash my mouth out with soap.
Oh, my goodness.
Adventures in Woke World will continue in a moment after we recover from that last article. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. It does get better. Y'all hang with me. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, before we go any further, I got to tell you, our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, one of the sponsors of our show, they are a chain of clinics that are doing amazingly good work all over North Alabama. They got locations in Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, 5 locations around the Birmingham area. Their 2 newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover, and I hear that more are coming. But you may want to know they are open 7 days a week. They will take all ages. I'm talking about from pediatric to geriatric. You go in there, the staff is always friendly, the place is always clean, And I can just tell you, this is who I use. Southern Immediate Care. I use them in the Gadsden area. And they are always Johnny on the spot. I mean, they are so amenable. They are so just, you know, everything is so well received. And I never mind going there. Southern Immediate Care. If you need care 7 days, I mean, think about it. Saturday morning, you wake up, the kid's got a fever. What do? Southern Immediate Care. Look them up online. Find the location nearest to you. I'm just telling you. I know the folks that own this chain, and they are amazing people. And so, yeah, check them out. Southern Immediate Care, all over North Alabama. Find the one nearest to you and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. Okay, I got to do some text messages, but I'm pretty sure I got to be careful with some of these text messages.
Got to be a little careful.
Like maybe got to be a little selective with our text messages. By the way, back on that Phoenix City thing, a brand new texter in the string, Mark from Decatur. Mark, we're glad you're in the string. He says the Phoenix City story was they used when they did the movie. They had a lot of locals in the film. He said, my mom was a student at Judson College back in the 50s. She dated a boy from nearby Marion Military Institute whose claim to fame was that he had one line in the movie. Who shot you, Mr. Patterson? And I said, very cool. Mark from Decatur, glad you're in there. Allison from Madison, it's a great day to be a ruffian, jackassery and all. So there it is. Brandy from Athens. FatCon also has a costume contest and a burlesque show. Yes, I didn't get into that part, but they do have a burlesque show, and they also have a twerking class. Yay. Okay, there's one that'll burn in your mind. Tony from Piedmont. There's no redeeming value in discussing all this crap other than sticking your face, and that's what they want to have happen. Tony from Tony, Alabama, says, we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah and the days of Noah. Navy Phil from Athens says, we're still just trying to get up off the floor as we guffaw at the idiocy some are wasting their money on. Sounds like a comedian. Mark from Red Bay, try putting all that on a business card.
That's funny.
That's funny. I got a business card the size of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Ronnie from Athens, we're over here going, la, 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 la. I am not listening. Roughly Ann from Huntsville says, I'm repulsed, but I'm here. James from Owen Crossroads says, comment on Woke World, we need to invent a mental safety belt to to even imagine this. Jeff from Indiana texted in and says, what scares me is I wonder what that therapy sexual... anyway, I don't know. Jeff, I'm not even going to read it, brother. I ain't going to read it. Yeah, I'm not Jay from Hartzell. I'm not going to read it, brother. Alex from Elkmont, I'm not going to read it. JT from Lacey Springs, they is schizophrenic. I agree. Juan from Newmarket, I'm not going to read it. Scott from Boaz, I'm not going to read it. But anyway, Michael from Madison, he wants to know if they're serving Philly cheesesteaks at the Philly Fat Con. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, they're in Philly.
I don't know. Brandon from Athens wants to know, what's up? Love the show. Thank you, brother. And then Mark from Decatur gave me two thumbs up. All right, let me move on. We're in. Let's get this back on track, Boomer. I need a sound effect. Hit it.
Adventures.
You're reading my mind.
World.
Boomer's over there reading my mind. We've been working together enough where he just like anticipates what I'm going to ask for. So here's the thing, Adventures in Woke World, you might, you know, you look out there, you see, okay, Dylan Mulvaney on the beer can, you know, you got feminine hygiene products being advertised by men. It's like, okay, come on, I don't want to support some of your companies. Well, how about this? Apparently there's a new app. Did you know this? I hate apps, by the way. Every time they say, download the app, I don't want to download the app.
There's an app for everything
now.
There's
an app for apps.
There is.
There is, actually. How about this? There's also a new app that allows you to scan items in a grocery store to find out whether or not that brand is a woke brand or not.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Veebs. V-E-E-B-S.
Why
Veebs.
Did I not think of this?
It's got a 4.4 out of 5-star rating on the App Store.
Until they take it down.
Veebs is a free app, by the way. It's a free app on the App Store. It says it has, quote, brands that align to your personal value setting and offers replacement suggestions for ones that don't. Are you looking it up? Are you finding Veebs right now?
I'm not just looking it up. I'm going to download it.
Okay. Then we got to find the barcode for you to scan. When we do that, scan the barcode of my bottle of water and see what happens. All right. So anyway, there's a TikTok video out there that advertises the new software. It shows this lady in shopping. She's wearing a floral dress, and she's just kind of being lighthearted. She goes, the best way to fight against woke brands is with our wallets. That's why I use the Veebs app when I do my shopping. At first, she picks up a Ben & Jerry's ice cream, scans it with her phone. Oh, this has a very poor rating, she says. It's lucky to find out, though, that we also can find Bluebell, Dryers, Tillamook, Blue Bunny, Halo Top, and even Baskin-Robbins that don't have bad ratings on Veebs. Let's go pick up some ice cream that supports our values, she says. So, yeah, are you downloading right now? Is it coming through? You got it?
I'm downloading it right now.
I feel like they should sponsor our show at this point. But yeah, Veebs. I'm going to go ahead and bet that there's a region of the United States, Alabama, that's about to have a massive download of Veebs. It's like, wow, we just had a download spike. What happened? So, all right, are you still downloading?
Yeah.
All right, while you're doing that, I'm going to the next story, and you come back and tell us what happens, all right? I'm gonna put this right here as a reminder that we're coming back to your download. So here's another one, Adventures in Woke World. Which one do I want first? I'm going to do this one. Here's one that'll make you mad. So in Lisbon, Spain, there is a giant statue called the Cristo Rey. It's a giant statue of Jesus. And it reminds you of the giant statue of Christ the Redeemer down in Rio, Brazil. It's a giant statue. Stands on a giant pedestal near a river overlooking Lisbon, Portugal. I'm sorry, I was wrong. I was right the first time. It's Lisbon, Portugal. Porsche, the car manufacturer, Porsche just did a 60-year celebration of the Porsche 911, which has been around for 60 years. And they ran an ad. They had someone walking near the river, and you could see the river and the bridge in the background, and then all you see is a pedestal with no statue on top of it. Why would this be, pray tell, you may ask, and I will tell you, because somebody somewhere decided it was offensive to have the statue of Jesus in the background. And so they deleted it through the magic of artistic reign here over their advertising. They literally went in and scrubbed off Jesus to make sure he didn't show up. The statue didn't show up in the ad. They got called out on it. They got called out hard. They got called out in a way that finally made Porsche have to respond. By the way, this story is brand new. It came off the Post-Millennial, dated yesterday. Porsche eventually apologized for the controversy. A spokesman told the Daily Mail, in a previously uploaded version of the 9/11 launch film, a landmark was removed. This was a mistake, and we apologize for any offense caused, and the original film is now online. Well, good for them. Now, I mean, I will say this. At least they didn't double down. I don't know who made the mistake. I don't know which one of them. What gun manufacturer? H&K, Heckler & Koch. They had somebody issue a pretty, boldly liberal tweet, and they quickly regained their ground. They quickly came back and said, that's not going to happen, and that person no longer works here. Porsche is pretty much doing the same thing. A mistake. We apologize for the offense. I'd like to know, though, whose decision it was and what was the thought process behind cutting Jesus out of a Porsche commercial. Adventures in Woke World. We're not quite done. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. I'm talking about the show. We send our signal way on down south of Birmingham and, way up north of Huntsville and all the way from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of even Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. That's how big the show is. All right. Hey, listen, we got more woke world. Before I get down that way, though, let me tell you who ain't woke, and that's ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they are amazingly good at doing the things that helps you to make your business better. ZLA Solutions. And they can do things like sorting and containment, quality control, help you with your logistics, your warehousing, all that kind of stuff. But their bread and butter still remains staffing. So if you need people, I mean, if you need bodies, you need people coming to work every day, they can help you find them. At blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter, I always say. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, get you a whole crew, a shift of people. They can also just find the one or two people you need with special niche skills that are hard to find. Anyway, ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. That's their goal, is to help you make your business better. So do me a favor, check them out. Their website, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. And if you're talking to them, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. They tell me all the time, they're getting people calling. All right, very cool. I got to ask Boomer, you downloaded the app, the Veebs app?
I downloaded the app.
All right.
And I tried to get past the home page where it's asking me a couple questions, and then it still has not registered yet, so I do not know. But then I read some reviews, and it did say, great concept, excited about it, but needs some work.
Okay. So a little clunky at this point?
Maybe some clink and clanks. We'll see. but yeah, I haven't been able to actually get it all set up yet.
Here's the thing, which you got to watch with that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Is who decides which company is woke? What if the company feels maligned by this? What if let's pick one. Let's say, you know, Maybelline makeup has gone woke. So what's another pick one? L'Oreal. L'Oreal pays to have the better rating. Oh. Can they do that?
Why not? It's an app. It's probably just an individual owner.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
I mean,
this is what happens when you have too many apps.
Yeah. Someone said that on the text thread.
Our church has got an app, and it almost made me mad.
Almost made me mad.
I don't want an app. I mean, rats.
I do have to find myself. I delete a lot of apps.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't want this many. I don't even use them.
While I'm on this rant.
Go on.
I had to get a new phone recently, right?
Yeah.
And they come with all kinds of preloaded apps, like you're really going to want Hulu TV on your phone. I know some people do. I don't. But so I went in and started deleting the apps. There are some you can't delete. There are some that will not be removed. So you know what I did? Just out of spite.
What'd you do?
I made a folder, and I stuck all of them in one folder out of the way so I wouldn't have to see them.
So you wouldn't have to see them. The ones that you couldn't delete.
Just get off my grass is what I...
Get off my grass.
A couple of text messages in here. Let's see what you got. Jay from Hartzell says, if Porsche wants to put out a commercial, it should be Jesus driving that thing at about 120 miles an hour, top down, hair flowing, rocking out to some crazy train. That's my Jesus. you know, if you want to commercialize Jesus, I'd say that's the way to go right there. Jeremy from Huntsville says, disclaimer, woke world may make you feel as if liberals want everyone to be dumber, and may God have mercy on their souls. He's not wrong. That should be. I should put a disclaimer out every time. We're about to do Adventures in Work World. Disclaimer. It may make you lose brain cells and feel dumber for having listened. Crazy Joe from Decatur says, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Porsche is 60 years old. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yeah. Brandon from Athens on Veebs, he just said he just downloaded it.
Oh, he did?
He did, yeah. Brandon from Athens. Dave from Battleground. Too many apps? Yeah, I'm not even going to say what he says next. I'm just leaving that one alone. Thank you, Dave from Battleground, Alabama. Brian from Huntsville. I'm not going to read it. Jeff from Indiana. Do you need a remedial reading class today, Phil? I might, brother. I might, sure enough. All right, a couple more out of the Adventures in Woke World. So, you know what I love? I love it when liberals call themselves out. It's amazing. So, Bill Maher, you may have seen Bill Maher. He's the guy that he was an HBO guy for the longest time, Real Time with Bill Maher. That's his show. And unlike other late night, you know, show hosts, he routinely he'll say, "I'm a liberal," and he's a liberal, by the way. Don't mistake the fact that he calls liberals out for the fact for some possibility that he's not really a liberal. He is. But he also recognizes when they have overkill, and he calls it out. He mocks it. And by the way, the guy, I will say this. There are times when I watch things like Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm thinking, you know, debate that guy. I mean, it's just he's you know, some of those folks hosting at night are just empty suits, and if they don't have, you know, the audience clapping at the right time, they don't know what to do. Bill Maher, on the other hand, is somebody who I think is so extremely intelligent that it would be scary to debate him. Not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying I would go in loaded for bear because the guy is sharp as a tack. And he says things, and you look at it and go, wow, that was a very cogent thought. But Bill Maher, he has had enough with the whole idea of dudes in girl sports. He's had it. He is calling out his own leftist friends. He says, and basically he did a podcast the other day with Riley Gaines. So Riley Gaines, conservative Christian activist, you know, fighting the transgender agenda, she went on Bill Maher's podcast, and he treated her well. Now, he tried to pigeonhole her. He tried her to get her to say some things like, what was it like seeing the dude naked in the locker room? You know, that kind of thing. She didn't take the bait. But he also then kind of joined in on the idea. He said, his words, Bill Maher, we are so through the looking glass right now in pretending that male and female athletes are somehow peers, and they're not. He said, it's my refutation to the people who say, oh, Bill, when you go on about wokeness, it's just a fringe. He said, it's not a fringe. It's not a few people. And he quoted the fact that this is happening everywhere and cited a number of major news stories that seem to give it, like, stamps of approval. So I love it when libs call themselves out. And that to me, part of adventures in woke world is when you recognize that they've gone so far over, or in his words, through the looking glass, that they call themselves out. And that's when you know they have stepped a little too far. How about this? Oh, which one do I want here? Let's see here. Anheuser-Busch. Wow, Dylan Mulvaney has crushed the soul of Bud Light. I mean, Dylan Mulvaney, if ever there was an odd bird to come in and hurt your brand, this is it. I don't know that I've ever seen. I mean, I know you don't remember this. Remember this before you were born, actually. Coca-Cola decided to go with what they called New Coke. They were going to change the formula and get away from their, you know, 120-year-old brand.
I've heard about this.
It was a debacle. Like, not a little bit. And this is before the internet. This was a total debacle. It, like, you talk about plummeting sales. It's got nothing on Dylan Mulvaney. Nothing.
Wow.
Dylan Mulvaney has crushed Bud Light. So a guy named Billy Bush, why did I not expect his name to be Billy Bush? He's the heir of the Anheuser-Busch fortune. Billy Bush did a recent interview. He talked about this whole situation. He said that with regards to the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing, he believes his ancestors who founded Anheuser-Busch were rolling over in their graves. Now, he was on a podcast with a guy who is a liberal, TMZ host Harvey Levin. And Levin was trying hard to basically tell him, that's prejudicial. And he said, it's not prejudicial. Your sexual preferences should stay private. He said, beer distributors don't expect to have to deal with this. And he said, I think my family, my ancestors are rolling over in their graves. They were very patriotic. They loved this country and what it stood for. They believed that, you know, transgender, gays, that sort of thing. It's all a very personal issue. They love this country because it's a free country. And people are allowed to do what they want, but it was never meant to be on a beer can, never meant to be pushed into people's faces. So they would have never marketed their brand that way. There's the heir to the fortune right there saying, yeah, you hosed it. You know, we built this thing for generations, and you hosed it. Last couple things I got. We were on the other day. Stephanie Smith from Alabama Policy Institute was on, was that Friday? And she made the comment that she has a personal issue with the idea of public sector unions. And the idea that government workers on our tax dollars unionize to force government then to do more for them on the taxpayer dime. What happens, though, when government sector unions line up with other non-governmental unions, and then in order to bring awareness, they threaten to shut down government? Isn't that a violation of the public trust? I mean, don't you at some point think that the bureaucrats who are taking your money for a paycheck should at some point realize that when they shut down the services that you paid for, it's not the same as if a private business had a walkout. Here's the deal. Newsmax. Story yesterday. Los Angeles government workers plan to shut down the whole city for 24 hours. Okay, Los Angeles has as many people as the state of Alabama. I mean, this is monstrous. You're talking about trash pickup. You're talking about potentially law enforcement. You're talking about administrative workers. You're talking about, you know, keeping the lights turned on. LA government employees are planning to shut down the city for 24 hours. Why would they do this? Pray tell, Boomer, what could possibly drive them to such extremes?
No clue.
They plan to stand in solidarity with the acting community that's on strike right now. It's in solidarity with the strike of the Hollywood actors.
What?
I kid you not.
They're not going to do that because of the Hollywood actors.
I'm holding it up right here. This is it. What? Oh. It says, we are proud to join the writers, actors, and our countless other union siblings striking for respect in Los Angeles, says the SEIU Local 721, which has over 11,000 Los Angeles employees, including traffic officers, sanitation workers, and all that plan to take part in a 24-hour strike to bring awareness to the Hollywood Actors Union, which is currently on strike.
When is this going to take place?
I don't know. All I'm saying is, if you have plans to travel to L.A., maybe it's not the right time. L.A. Democrat Mayor Karen Bass countered the Union Post by saying, the city of Los Angeles is not going to shut down. Not going to happen. My office is implementing a plan assuring that no public safety or housing or homelessness emergency operations are impacted. What? Why'd she got to go to the housing and the homelessness? Why didn't she just say, we're not? Yeah, exactly right. All right, tell you what, last break of the day. We'll come right back, take a few text messages. I am telling you, this has been, I still haven't recovered from that first story. I know. And now I got to go eat dinner. How does that work? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. All right, I am having an amazing moment right now because my whole family, for the most part, most of my family has joined me in the studio, to include my grandson who is on mic with me right now. Hey, bud, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah? You're talking on the radio right now. How you like that?
It's good.
30,000 people or more are listening to you talk right now. Is that crazy? It is. I'm just telling you, you might have a future in radio. Are you going to be a radio show guy one day?
I don't know what I'm going to be.
You're going to grow up and be something big and strong. I know that. I bet that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right, and you're about to have a birthday pretty soon. How old are you going to be?
Good.
You're going to be 4. That's crazy. All right, that means that Cap and Sweetie are really old. That's what that means. All right, hey, listen, we got an amazing show late on today. We just did. I mean, like, I have no idea how Woke World, how long did that take, Boomer? We spent a whole hour on Woke World, didn't
whole
we?
Whole hour.
And then prior to that, we spent a whole hour. I don't know what grade John from Huntsville's going to give me today, but I better get extra points for having my grandson talking on the mic. That's what I'm saying.
You definitely will.
I got to. I'll tell you what, take a few text messages now before we go any further. John from Huntsville did just give us. Now, I don't know if he's had time to give me my extra points yet, but I'm going to check and see. John from Huntsville just says, Phil, you put on a great show today, but you only completed 2 dippers. So that canceled out your extra credit points. But you still get an A+. Boomer, awesome performance. Oh, wait. Phil, you just got your extra points back. You just texted in.
There it is right there.
Nice. All right, it says, Boomer, awesome performance today. Near perfection. You even earn extra credit points for saying you love to go bass fishing, so you get an A++. Congratulations, you are today's winner. All right, there's that. John from Brownsboro. They switched the recipe to use, oh, we're talking about Coke. Coke had therapists. This is part of the craziness. Coca-Cola had therapists monitoring their call centers, and they determined that people were showing signs of grief and mourning for their brand, and that's when they came out with what they now call Coke Classic. They had to go back to it. Quick, what do we do? I don't know. We can't just pull a new Coke. We spent millions of dollars. Okay, Coke Classic. And guess what? One Coke Classic. Guess what faded away? They switched the recipe to use corn syrup versus sugar, but calling it New Coke killed them, and they kept the corn syrup, but they called it Classic, so everybody came back.
Anyway. There it was. They figured it out quick and fixed the problem.
Have you ever had Mexican Coke?
Yes.
They actually use corn. They actually use the real cane sugar.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If you can find Mexican Coke bottles, that's the way to go. Which is a little weird that I just said that, but okay. JT Lacey Springs said, "I almost overdosed on woke today. Thanks. I think I'll relax and imagine how Elon Musk sits on Zuckerberg in the ring and he cries tears of humility." Musk has got to win that. Do we know when that's going to be yet, by the way?
No, we don't know when it's going to be. I don't know.
Musk, I mean, I said yesterday, what's going to wind up happening is Zuckerberg's going to be a little spider monkey running around the ring, and Musk's going to have to take him out, like, quick.
Yeah. I mean, Zuckerberg, I looked him up. I said I didn't know what he looked like, but I looked him up. And he's a pretty fit guy.
He's been working.
He'll be a whippersnapper.
A whippersnapper. Kenny from Elkmont says, with regards to the L.A. shutdown, why stop at Los Angeles? Shut down the whole state of Caligamora. Jeff from Indiana, I would love to have a live video feed from one of these therapy sessions. It would probably be one. Never mind. You know what? I ain't going to read the more. I ain't going to read the more of that. I'm just leaving that one alone. Jeff, you got it. Brian from Huntsville says, Brian gives you extra points also for having your grandchildren exposed to the truth. Thank you very much. Crazy Joe from Decatur, you strike, you hike. Terry from Athens, just saw that AB is selling off 8 beer brands. Oh, Anheuser-Busch is selling off 8 of their beer brands. They are in a world of hurt, bro. They are having to download their brands at this point. That's not good. That's not good at all. I mean, it makes New Coke look like a great idea. Dwight from Decatur, maybe Jesus didn't want to be in the Porsche commercial. I don't know how to answer that, but I'm just going to let it lay. All right. John from Huntsville also just chimed back in again and says, sorry, Boomer, Phil just stole your first place trophy.
Ah, I got it.
All right. Listen, folks, we got an amazing level of shows laid on for you. I think you're going to like some stuff happening in the next few days. But in the meantime, just remember this. The world is woke out there, but Charlene is here right now with me in studio. And, honey, am I right? You always say there's more of us than there are of them. Am I right?
That's right.
There you go. All right. More of us than there are of them. You keep that in mind as we go out. You want to say goodbye to everybody, bud?
Bye.
Bye. That is number one grandchild right there saying goodbye. Listen, we love you. The reason why we do this show is those of y'all that are out there right now. I mean, Boomer and I got any number of other things we could be doing, but this is like a mission and a calling. I'm just telling you, every single day, I hope you tune in. I hope we do the 4 E's. We educate and enlighten and empower and entertain you on what it means to be a conservative walking around in today's crazy world. But in the meantime, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then.